They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in all you idiots to the Conspiracy Bot Show. I'm your overlord Conspiracy Bot, or C-Bot for short. You can all suck my hand.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
He says he's the cheese muffins now.
You mean host?
That's what I said. Cheese muffins.
Brent, how do you deal with this?
Alcohol and therapy, which both are expensive, thank you very much.
Unfair.
You both know I am the logical choice to start the show.
No.
No.
I'm smart, caring. People love me.
That's it. Get out. Both of you, out.
How dare you, good sir?
He just watched the new Kingsman movie, so he is extra insufferable today.
Is that why he's got a limp?
Yeah.
He's going to let Rasputin lick his leg.
And a monocle. All right.
I just watched that this weekend.
I did too. I watched it. I guess the Rasputin stuff was disturbing, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. But how cool. Well, I don't know if we want to get into it before, like, saying hello to everyone.
Oh.
I thought it was really cool how they incorporated, like, all the stuff from his actual story.
Yeah.
And the dancing and stuff was kind of weird, but kind of fun, too.
Even cooler was when I was the one starting the show, you asshats.
Now, listen. This is the week for listeners to meet Flora officially, and we throw him in feet first by playing voicemails he's not even a part of, because that's fun. You get to listen to stuff that you had nothing to do with and riff on it, come off the cuff. So, yeah, it'll be awesome. So you are literally both banished until next week, because we want to, not completely scare you away, I guess is the way to say it.
Well, fuck you very much. Toodlepip, cheerio, and suck my ass.
I guess yep. He stayed with the English. I don't know if toodlepip is an actual term or not, though.
Toodlepip as well, I guess. Whatever that means.
I think I had an uncle named that one.
Oh, old Unky Toodlepip. At least it's on brand for him. Anyway, welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to very, look at the new Shiny Penny episode of Hysteria 51.
Am I said Shiny Penny?
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago. Yeah. You just skim over things when you don't want to have to say yes or no. I'm your host and lead bot kicker router. My name is Brent Hand, and the man across the table, the new Barney to my Fred, the new Hyde to this Jekyll.
I mean, you might have gotten the Jekyll and Hyde mixed up there, although I do a mean Cockney accent.
I'll allow it. Accents are always, I do a pretty good one too. Welcome to England. Merry old England. Anyway, welcome in Mr. David Flora.
What's up? I don't think I am the shiny penny, because I make no sense.
Oh, even having that one in your pocket.
Coming out swinging.
You've been on here, forget that, you know, you've done the last like three episodes or whatever, minus that one with,
I'm trying so hard
name?
To forget.
John, that was it. That was just back on here. you've been on the show several times before this, but, are you excited to begin your H51 journey?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're trying to convince yourself of that. Yeah.
I'm trying to walk that line. I'm super excited. I'm glad to be a part of the craziness that goes on around here. I mean, we've known each other for a while anyway.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you remember how we met?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I'm testing you, because I actually do remember, or at least I have what I believe is the truth. We'll see if they match.
Well, what my first memory of you was you reaching out to us. You messaged the Blurry Photos fan, or just the Blurry Photos podcast page on Facebook, to ask if we wanted to do a show to collaborate together.
I believe you had just won the best podcast in Chicago. And that's what really, like, we had seen your show and that blew you on the radar. We're like, oh my God, like, I didn't really realize you were in Chicagoland. And then when I reached out, you were like 15 minutes away from my house. So I'm like, well, heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because at the time you reached out, I was still in Chicago proper. And then
You moved. You've moved like twice in that time. You're a glutton for punishment.
I don't stay anywhere.
In fact, I'm. If you hear rustling, I'm packing up right now to leave.
Packing right now.
Yeah. Well, for those of you, we've talked about this on here too. So you're in Chicago, then you're in the little hamlet of Lisle, and now you're in the great state of Colorado.
That's right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. So I started Blurry Photos in 2012. And let's see. I think I moved. I lived at a place. I moved to a place. I moved to a place. I moved to a place. So I've moved five times.
Were you in Chicago when you started it, or were you still in Kentucky?
Oh, I was in Chicago. I had been in Chicago from like 2005 to 2020, basically.
Okay. So you did your time.
I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Talking about you started Blurry Photos in 2012, was that your first podcast? Or what's your history with podcasting?
That was my first podcast that I made. I was on an improv team called Damascus Steel in around 2011 or so. And we were just we were doing a podcast that was just us chit-chatting, and we would bring topics to discuss, and I started bringing weird topics, you know, things you would either hear on Ancient Aliens or things like, hey, have you guys ever heard of Fae Folk, kind of stuff. And and Dave Stecko, who was on the team with me, you know, he would get really into discussing those with me.
Sure, yeah.
Eventually, I was just like, let's just do a show. And he's like, okay.
That's actually awesome to hear my background. I did improv comedy too. We weren't Damascus Steel. We were Community Floss, because you always have to have some weird random name like both of those.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, so you won Best of Chicago for Blurry Photos in 2017. Was that the only year you won it, or did you win it more than once?
No, that was the only year, and I think it's because we kind of snuck in there when people didn't know that there was an award for podcasting.
What you mean is you snuck in there when they didn't nominate themselves?
Well, that is
hashtag
also
throw
what I mean.
Shade.
Yeah. that the Reader's Best of Chicago is really weird, because all the years afterwards, that I think there was a year or two at least that we were on the ballot. But
you and our shows were on there for always in the top four.
And it was like a show that had like, I don't know, 40 reviews and 100 downloads.
Literally, we went to that one and they had like 63 followers on one thing. You're like, that's the one that won. Well, they got second behind the Chicago Reader's own podcast.
And this past year, that's who won it, was Chicago Reader's own employee.
Yeah.
It's not even a podcast. It was a radio show, and they just put the podcast of it, I guess on a feed, and then
we're throwing so much shade here. It was just a really weird experience, though.
it's wild. Like I think the Chicago Reader is super shady for that stuff now, and I'll undercut my own win.
If you're from Chicago and you voted these things, like there's a lot of the best of categories. People go like, oh man, I don't know, you know. So it's always weird who wins or doesn't win and stuff like that. But yeah. So like you said though, so you're doing the show, and I had, at least the good came out of that is I found your show, and then you came on. Was it Spring Hill Jack? Was that your first one? Do you remember? I don't think
Boy,
it was.
I did that one early on, but I don't know if that was – I don't think that was the – well, I don't know, you know, because I think I came to your house for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I don't
for
remember
sure.
If we,
yeah.
I don't remember if we did any other one in person or not. I guess we did. Huh.
Yeah, I think we did a couple. It's so hard.
Before that, I mean.
Who cares?
True.
But no, it was fun. So, well, then, but speaking of in person, too, then we did Wizard World together. We did Alien Con together. These are panels. Trying to possibly do more panels this year as the plague lands are being flushed away. Thank God, finally.
By capitalism.
Shoes for industry. Shoes for state. You said, though, an interesting question that I have for you is you said when you were in this improv group and you're bringing topics and you brought the, you know, Faye and the world of the weird and paranormal. Why the world of the weird and the paranormal? Was there a springboard to it, or what made you want to talk about these things and then not only talk about on that, do a whole show focusing on them?
The origins start with mythology for me. I was always into different mythologies and different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated college, I was looking into things like astrology and palmistry to see what they were about.
You're like, I bet I could go to correspondence school for these bad boys.
Yeah, and I did.
Honey, give me Sally Struthers on the phone.
So I was reading on books on that. I was really just interested in the stuff and started listening to some podcasts. And I was like, man, is this stuff true? Is this all as crazy as they make it out to be? And so then it kind of got me on the journey of wanting to find out more, wanting to get to the truth of the, you know, many matters.
Right.
And it just set me on this path to, I guess, ultimately critical thinking. You know, some people get on this path and they go harder in the paint on believing this stuff. I went the opposite way. I started getting more skeptical the more I read.
So when we started this show, I was very much in the, I probably think a lot of it might be true. And John was there is absolutely nothing true to any of this. And as time went on, we kind of met more in the middle because I did what you said. At least I spend all my week. This is all I do is podcasting, and the majority of it is this show.
Right.
And I spend all my time reading on these cases, and you see the same things over and over again, and these markers, and it's hard not to be skeptical sometimes, but other times, we have a Discord channel, and I was on there talking with guys, and I said, sometimes, though, you just want it to be true. And that I think, feeds into a lot of these cases for people, for better or worse, is facts be damned.
Yeah.
This is a really cool story. I think that's one of the reasons Bob Lazar has stuck around as long, you know, or stories of that.
Several people, yeah.
Style. Yeah, right.
And that's one of the reasons that it's turned me away from true believing every single thing that comes out, is just because I was able to start seeing that people would give their sources or cite their information coming from a place of confirmation bias, where they look for the things, the facts that are going to support their case and their beliefs before they actually go out to look for all the information, even the stuff that may contradict it.
That's one of the things they always talk about with the scientific method, is you can have what you think might happen, but you don't want to set out to prove this and then
you cannot.
Or you find yourself adjusting the facts and the figures,
right,
the proverbial facts and figures, to make
to
it
fit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not science. That's manipulation in one way or another.
That, and that is something I try to encourage all listeners to be wary of, both in yourself and for what people are telling you. You got to look where the information's coming from and look for their intentions as well. There's a slew of words, of adjectives you could put on it: unethical, immoral, wrong.
I would have went with sexy, but that's just me. I don't know, you know.
But that's what
I like bad boys.
That's what the vast majority of people who are in this industry are doing. And, you know, they're making money doing it, so they're okay.
Inconceivable.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think there's always a one of the things that John and I always talked about. I also think that let's say you did have an experience.
Right.
Insert whatever. You want to get it out there. And one of the things he would always talk about is as soon as they would write a book or something, he's like, nope, done. They're trying to capitalize on it. That's not the way I see it. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get your story out there. And sometimes that's a really great way to do it. And sometimes it's not. You know, it depends on a case by case. I don't think that it negates it one way or another. Though the people then you have others that are saying, I've never made money off this as they're counting their stacks. So,
yeah.
You know, to choose your adventure on how you want to fall onto that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still believe, I fully believe that there is life out there. I think it's, for me, I think it's silly to think that there isn't. And paranormal, I've had experiences myself. Now, is it right for me to poo-poo on other people's? Probably not, but I'm an asshole, so I don't mind doing it. That's just the way it works for me.
And that's the thing, too. Being a skeptic doesn't mean going around trying to debunk everything. That's just as bad as having confirmation bias and trying to fit the facts to what you want the result to be.
That's what being I yell skeptic, at Chris Cogswell about sometimes. I'm like, I think you're a skeptic just to be a skeptic.
Yeah.
That's just as bad as being a yes man. I'm not shitting on Chris because he's got this. I think it just evolved from his scientific background. And that's just, you know, part of who he is. And that's good. But you don't want to let the skepticism get in the way of finding the truth, I guess.
Yeah. So just like believing, you know, without facts, denying without facts is bad as well.
Yeah.
And as a skeptic, your primary job is to be open-minded. And the secondary job in that is to seek the truth, regardless of what you want or maybe believe. If you follow the facts and the empirical science of whatever you're looking at, that's what you have to draw your conclusions from, you know, and it's very hard to do. It's a skill.
Right.
And I'm still, you know, learning how to develop that skill, but I feel like it's a very useful and necessary skill to have, especially in today's postmodern world.
Speaking of, and I forgot to bring this up to you, I'm going to need your banking information so that we can forward our shill checks to you that I get from the government every month.
Yeah. Thank you. What is this? N.W. Osman? Is that what?
I don't know what those just goes initials, by the initials are. Yeah. I wouldn't
Norman
worry.
Norman Whalen Osborne.
Yeah. The Bank of Kinnegan is a fantastic bank. It's just amazing. So, yeah. We found ourselves in an interesting, similar situation because you had, like you said, you were doing your show with Dave Stecko. I was doing with John. They both left. And I was like, hey, pretty lady, what you doing out here all alone?
And I said, who, me?
I declare, you're giving me the vapors.
The vapors.
It was not quite as sexy of a courtship there. Hey, you want to do a podcast together? I don't know if I've got time. Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's basically, yeah, well, let's try it.
Yeah, here we go.
Happy to help.
Well, I figured the one way to really get you in feet first would be to expose you to some of the voicemails that have, like I said, were sent while you weren't here. Though we've gotten a few since you've been here, but I don't know if they are for you or not because I've not listened to them. So we're gonna go to break, and when we come back, we're gonna play some voicemails. That's coming up next on Hysteria of 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
A voice a males. Are you ready, sir?
Well, I guess we can give it a shot.
Can you ever really be ready?
Can you be?
So in no particular order, I downloaded 12 of voicemails because that sounded like a nice round number. So without further ado, here's number one.
Brent! And, you know, that guy that sometimes shows up. What's his name? I don't know. You've had him as a guest some. John, maybe? I think that's the name, John.
Okay. Anyway, could have been me there for a second.
Just listened to the Little Monsters episode with producer Lisa.
Yeah.
And, apparently I'm a little behind. But, you know, Brent had mentioned, what movies did you like as a kid that when you watch again, potholes and such pop up? Rolling Vengeance.
Rolling Vengeance.
You guys haven't seen this.
You know that movie?
No. I've heard of Rolling Thunder, the mm-hmm. arcade game.
Watch it, and then watch it again. This movie was one of my favorites as a wee child. And now it is definitely not one that stands the test of time.
Which kind of makes them even better sometimes.
Yeah.
Your early days. This was definitely bad. Nothing rad about this. So check it out if you haven't. And tell me, do you draw any similarities to the Killdozer? I'll leave that to you. Anyway, love the show. Glad to see you guys doing well. Brent, that guy that shows up sometimes... I don't know. You could make him regular. John might be okay as a regular, but, you know, whatever. Producer Lisa should be fed, and C-Bot should go take a jump in a lake.
That's awesome. Yep, John, I think it's the guy he's talking about. I'm not sure. I can't remember. No, that's awesome.
It's wild because it really could have been me, like, at any point there.
Well, right, I know. You know what's funny? So John and I, John had his second child, and then he got a nice big promotion at work, and he travels all the time. And that was, we tried to figure out how it would work, and it just wouldn't, and... It was hard. Like, John and I were talking about how hard it is to walk away from something, you know? And we talked about that in the episode, and it was funny because right after that, I got a vast amount of what really happened. What happened?
Sure, I did each other, too.
Right? You know, and you're just like, it's like, no, I'm being serious when I say that. Mm-hmm. You can tell me. I wish I could be sexier. And then I stabbed him. Ah, you know, but it didn't. I looked him right in the eye. You know, shot that bastard. But it didn't exactly go down that way. No, it was an amazing. We're actually going out for steak dinner to celebrate in a week or two. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Ruth's Steakhouse. Too bad you can't go to Carmichael's. The place where I won a shirt for eating so much.
The old 96er.
Because they shut down.
Oh, man, that sucks. Was it a COVID loss?
No, or? This was well before, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Well, that sucks. All right, well, let's go with number a dose. Here we go.
Hey, this is Aaron from the Walworth County Paranormal Group. Congratulating you guys on winning that award. Great job. You guys are awesome.
Oh, this would
Walrus
be the
Walworth County?
Walworth, I think he said. He would be talking about the best paranormal comedy podcast for 2021. That was from the Paranormality Magazine, the Paranormal Podcast Awards.
You're giving me plenty of entertainment on my drive to and from work. Oh, and fuck Conspiracy Bot and Kyle. Those two bots are worthless. If you want, I could throw them into a pool or something for you guys, but probably not because they're good comic relief. Keep up the good work, Brent and John. And John, get back to work. Come on. I can't listen to the show at work when Brent is kind of being a little bit too raunchy. John, you keep him in line.
Everyone says that. And then
Brent, John, good job. Fuck Kyle, fuck Conspiracy Bot, awesome work. Bye.
A few people have said that, and then a couple others are like, I don't really know what they're talking about. Like, he's no bluer than normal, so I don't know. Maybe it is kind of funny when someone's like, quit being so raunchy. Fuck, kill.
Yeah.
Well, David, it's your job to keep me on the lighter shade of blue, I guess. Man, I always want to tell them, if you listen to us, you listen to me, I cringe to think you listen to like Last Podcast on the Left or
That's
Bro
what
Ohio
I don't
or any of those. We got a review a week ago that was like, I love the show, but there's profanity. So like 1 star, but you realize it says explicit. That's right. What that means. Explicit.
There needs to be a class on how to review a show. Because you'll be like, I love the hosts. I love the subject matter. I love the content, the production value. They said fuck once, 1 star.
Right.
Like, then you don't actually love it, idiot.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And there's also a warning before everyone that little E means explicit. And it says on the sign, parental warning, explicit language. We did say toodlepip in the beginning of this one, so it is raunchy. Yeah,
but like, you're right. Like, there's so many shows out there that are wildly successful that are just filthy. You know, and
I've heard that Joe Rogan has said a few off-color things. I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm not even going to get into that crap. I don't get it. I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. If you want swearing, go to my Twitch channel and watch me play some of these games that I get real salty about. Censor anything on that.
Going back to previous voicemail, he was talking about what B movies to watch. We just watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space, and so on our Discord, if you join Discord at least once a month, maybe twice a month, I'll do like an old B movie. A lot of times people haven't seen them, or we've let people pick, but we just did Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Another just, it holds up for a schlock, you know what I mean? Just a fun, whatever you want to call it. It was a lot of fun. Moving on.
Hey guys, this is Eric from Florida. Really enjoy the show. Been loving it. Brent, you're doing an admirable job keeping up the fort, but missing something. John, congratulations on your new arrival. Hope everything goes well. I've been there 3 times.
Wow.
I get it. Fuck you, C-Bot. And Kyle, I make an extra special kind of cheese muffin. So one of these days, maybe I'll send one up there. You guys have a good one. Thank you.
I hope I don't witness that.
Yeah, it's all hard. As well, you know, you do a show, you bounce off someone, you do things, and then all of a sudden it was just me, you know, for a while. And I'm like, That's not what I want. I didn't want to do a show by myself, but I'm not going to not do the show out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. And a lot of people are like, blah, 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 this sucks. Well, I get it. But, you know, I'd rather at least be putting out some sort of content than not. And now we have you in the co-host seat, so it's all good. All good. A lot of hatred. I'm glad we kicked out C-Bot. A lot of hatred for him. That's kind of par for the course, though.
I mean, he brings it on himself.
That was a voicemail.
I thought that was a sound drop.
No, here we go.
Can you make that a sound drop now?
we should right here. Let's play that voicemail again. We always say we'll play anything within reason.
Is that from Killer Clowns?
I don't know, right? Maybe someone watched it like, I got to send that in. They didn't really talk. They didn't really make noise in that too much. Mm. So
That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, right? Just giggle your way to, yeah. All right, here we go. Next one.
Hey, guys. Sorry if it's loud and if the audio is really poor.
Oh, my God, my ears!
Episode 163 with Dr. Chris Cogsworth. years ago, but
a Cogswell. But yeah.
I just thought it was pretty cool.
Speaking of Chris.
The work he did at Intel years later transcribed to, I'm actually a maintenance technician on electroplating with the chemistry that he was talking about in this episode. I want to say I love you guys' show. I work nights. It really makes the difference. I'd probably go crazy if I didn't have you guys to listen to. I would love to tell you guys a Bigfoot story that I have, that I saw him in broad daylight, no obstructions, clear line of sight. If everything else isn't real, to me, definitely Bigfoot is real because I did see him. Thanks, guys.
What he's actually saying is he saw a stump, and we know that. Remember that from the hunting Bigfoot? I made him look like a stump because I'm pretty sure that's what you saw.
The stick insect.
That's pretty cool, though, that someone actually works where Chris was doing science and doing the stuff.
That's wild.
I always just figured everything Chris says is a lie, so that's validation.
I thought he was going to say, I worked with Chris on that. He was the janitor.
Yeah.
So
he got Lazard. We can't find any of his previous education. They erased me. Turns out Chris is running a brothel out in Minnesota or somewhere.
Wonder where that caller is from. Where did he see? Where's Bigfoot hanging out these days?
Right. He didn't say where. That's interesting. If you hear yourself on here and you just did that, shoot me an email. We'd love to hear or chat that story and hear more about it, especially the broad daylight. So shoot me info@hysteria51.com. And then that'll be fun. We'll check it out.
Hey, guys. Listening to the Shadow Person episode right now. I'm working my way through the backlog. And I have a
Shadow
life hack that you guys might want to pass on to everyone who would listen. If you're ever afflicted with a shadow person, I've had it happen to me a few times in my life. Nothing really in the past couple of years, but every time that I would wake up in the middle of the night and see some sort of black mass, you just start yelling any type of religious nonsense. You know, you just keep,
it's like that scene in The Mummy.
The shadow person just gets annoyed with your insistent chatter and religious nonsense. And he's like, this isn't worth it.
Am I a shadow person?
It's easier to do if you live by yourself, but if you got a whole family or anything like that, it'll think you're insane or something. But, you know, if you're a single guy or something, definitely start yelling. Because your mouth usually still works, is what I've noticed. You can kind of, look around and talk if you force yourself if you can't move.
Yeah, great show. Working my way through the backlog here.
Love it.
Thanks, guys.
The power of Christ compels you. The right. power of Christ. I love how he said just nonsense. Just keep yelling at it. It's more of just like, not shutting up.
I like that his theory is shadow people hate religious crap and yelling and loudness. I'm like, well, I guess that makes me a shadow person.
It's like that Key and Peele, like, I'm going to kick his ass. With my prayers.
With my prayers.
It's like it made me think of a couple memes. There's that one where it's like the my sleep paralysis demon sitting on the bed waiting for me to put my phone down. You know, it's sitting there. Then there's another one where there's like an evil hand coming up from underneath the bed, and then the next one you see the person like intertwine their fingers with it, and then the next one goes, "What are we?" Just keep them guessing. Yeah. Establish dominance is what I'm getting at. Go one past them.
I've heard that a lot, you know, in a lot of the supernatural stories, shadow people and there are other entities, you know, that you can, I guess, ward off by just yelling, the power of Christ compels you, or like, I love Jesus or whatever, you know.
I would put it to test. Now, how do you test this? To see if you just yelled like Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 and just screams just randomness. Well,
nobody wants to mess with Tony Hawk.
That's true. You're saying that. I guess he was in my psyche. I've been watching a couple interviews with him lately. What happened to his eyebrows? He has no eyebrows. I've never noticed that before.
Really? I haven't seen.
Now you're not going to be able to unsee that. He has no eyebrows.
Just one of those. Yeah, no, it's a good point. Like, is it? Oh, and I'll do you one better for that. Is it just yelling stuff loudly? Is there a religious component, or is it like a form of gearing up your psychic like energy to shield yourself from whatever's happening?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. No. Yeah.
It's just a focus or a
maybe,
mantra.
Yeah. Just like use. Focusing on something gets it for real. Yeah. Maybe so. Or maybe it's just, you know, doing that, like if it is just actual sleep paralysis, focusing breaks you out of it and you wake up or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Linda Haley could tell us.
Maybe she could tell us through their friend to whisper it to us. Her friend, the being.
Bashar.
Hey, Brent. Here's a crazy theory. Lucid dreamers have abduction memories or dreams. More often because aliens are dimensional beings and they are their spirit is being abducted. So they're still being abducted. That really did happen. But it wasn't physical, it's metaphysical.
That's kind of hard to make out there, but it's an interesting theory of like. So what you're saying is more like your mind was abducted or something. They're interdimensional. Really did happen, but it was less physical and more of a mental thing. Is that the way you took what he was saying? Or
I actually couldn't hear hardly anything from that, unfortunately. But
you stupid,
if that's what he was talking about, then I think that's a great theory. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that people can be messed with when you're messing with their mind or memory, dreams.
Well, there's so much to that whole interdimensional being. You know, speaking of the Bigfoot from previous, people say that's why he's never found. He's really interdimensional and this and that right. and the other. It's an interesting thought process that science is not really denying, at least the whole multi-dimensions. It's the little harder to maybe break through to one another. We haven't figured that part out, but otherwise, yeah. I don't know. Be interested to see where we're at in 50 years. Of course, they've been saying that for the last 500 years. So someone invented a wheel.
It'd be interesting. Whoa. We're going to be dead, Brent. We're all going to be dead in 50 years.
Well, if I know a robot who's working towards that. Anyway, moving on.
Might be a month. Who knows? Right. Hey, the way shit's going down.
Calling with a ghost story. I grew up not too far from Waverly Hills Sanatorium. We used to run up there in high school and run around the place. There wasn't any security up there, so I'm up there with a group of friends one night.
Let's go up to the sanatorium.
And we're coming down the steps, and I hit the landing going into the second floor, and I feel something brush past my back. And I turn to look, and I see a figure going down the steps to the next level. So I figure it's a friend of mine running off to try to scare us. We used to like to do that, so
real quick, having feeling, brushings, things like that, you know, is terrifying. I'm always so crazy when people see entities too, which seems to be less frequent, but yeah, man, does it lead some
feel or see.
Yeah. Yeah. It leads some credence, at least to that, you know, to your own experience.
I yell for him to come back up and he sticks his head through the door. So I turn and look at the guys behind me and they, their faces were lit up. They had apparently seen this thing walking in line with us and thought it was just another one of the group. So, So spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
See about 2024, fucking humans.
You know what? He's got my vote.
Real quick, I think we have audio of the entity he was dealing with. nice. Man, I tell you, that would be terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Sure.
No, that's awesome. That must be a fellow Kentuckian, maybe from Louisville, I'm guessing, if he's from near there and went up there around high school and stuff.
Yeah, Kentucky. You guys have the best meat showers, I'm telling you. Moving on.
Hey, this is Ben from Bellingham, Washington. Yeah, I just got done listening to your Thanksgiving flashback episode, and I was going to call and give you guys a good job, say, give you an attaboy. And then you followed it up with that ghost ASMR bullshit. Thanks, guys. Anyway, at least I listened to your Thanksgiving episode longer than I listened to the Flat Earth Roundtable. See ya.
The Flat Earth Roundtable is rather hard to listen to. It's funny. People go, I was really excited to listen to that episode, and now I can't even think of playing it again. We did made fun of ASMR a couple times. Once was we're here to haunt you, but we also want you to sleep, like dumb shit like that. And then they released a new proton pack that you can like. It's like a 1-to-1 scale, and they made like the powering on, the hum, and powering off sounds. So I go, we're releasing Ghostbusters ASMR, and it's just the proton pack sound for an hour. I was like, I told John, I'm like, you think anyone's going to get it? He's like, someone will get it. And people were like, what the hell? And other people were like, that was fucking hilarious. A couple people were like, I really like that now. I'm going to put it on my phone. I'm like, awesome.
Where are the ghost ASMRs where the ghosts just lick your ears?
Man, if you go to ASMR or go to YouTube, type in ASMR and see some of the stuff, man, it is crazy. And then it's like either women with their boobs hanging out, going like, and now I'm going to lick and eat your ear. Or like I'm eating a steak here, or like, and I get it. Like I listen to sometimes when I can't sleep, I listen to rainstorms. I'll throw that on or
You know,
stuff like that. But I don't want someone
light
like,
noise, but no, not mouth sounds.
Here's a 23-year-old co-ed doing your taxes. Listen to that collating sounds. Like what? I ain't kink shaming, and I'm also not relaxation shaming. It whatever floats your boat. And some of these
it doesn't float
ladies
out
and gentlemen are making bank off of this stuff. They get millions and millions of views. So good for them.
But, I mean, you're right though. It's mostly their boobs that get the millions of views. But what is it? Misophonia? Is that what it's called when you can't stand to hear someone eat?
I don't know, but man, I'm with you on that. Like
I'm like the king of misophonia.
Misophonia. That's funny.
Misophonia.
Here we go.
Guys, this is in regards to the paranormal episode that I just listened to. My name is John.
Narrows it down.
Years ago, my daughter, when she was born, she technically died and was gone for about 6 minutes before they revived her.
Oh, that's a long time.
Wow,
that's
and, a so she was very delayed. And she ended up having a imaginary friend, quote-unquote imaginary friend, that she called Amy. And somehow or another, well, due to my stupidity, I invited Amy into the house.
Oh.
Real
quick, that's what they talk about, how these imaginary friends with children, these demons will start as like, oh, it's fine. You're fine. Go play with so-and-so. Then they're like, you know, and start taking over.
Right.
Yeah.
She was just an imaginary friend. Not too long after that,
the wall
I woke
started
up in the
bleeding.
Middle of the night because I heard somebody walk into the bedroom, turned and looked, and I saw a young girl standing at the foot of the bed, in kind of a, I didn't see a face, but I could see the hair, long hair, kind of in a granny gown type outfit, and I thought it was one of my kids. So I started to get out of bed to put them back.
I had a nightmare. Can I sleep with you?
And
I dreamed a living family moved into this house.
I figured I was sleeping or whatever. Turned over and went back to sleep. The next morning, my wife and I woke up and
covered
she started
soap.
Talking about she woke up in the middle of the night and saw a young girl standing at the foot of the bed.
Oh, wow.
And started to describe the exact same girl that I saw. It's kind of a woo-woo-woo kind of moment there. And then we kind of kept quiet about it. But then a little while after this, several months after this, I asked my daughter what Amy looked like, and she described the little girl that was at the foot of our bed.
What would have been scarier, though, if she described
nothing,
the little
Brent,
girl
nothing,
that...
not a damn thing.
What would have been scarier if she describes the little girl or describes in perfect detail Robert Loggia?
Just describes Travis Walton.
Yeah. Who's your best friend? Who's your imaginary friend? Robert Loggia.
And that's just part of the whole thing that was happening in the house. There were orbs and glowing things and footsteps running up and down the hallways all the time, constantly. So anyways, that was my, in a nutshell, paranormal story. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
That's
wild.
Absolutely terrifying. You know, especially when the validation of someone else seeing, you know.
Yeah. It's almost like a double blind test. You know, that's one of the best ways to put a finger on something. But I mean, I hate that happened to your daughter and you guys, you know, that she died for 6 minutes. That's awful.
No, that's just terrible. I can't even imagine.
This also goes back to something that I've been kind of on about recently, which is like, what are the rules for ghosts?
Oh my God. I've talked about this too.
Yeah. Everybody seems to have these weird rules for ghosts. And one of them is like vampires. If you invite them in, then all of a sudden all hell breaks loose.
But who's policing the ghosts?
And what are these cosmic laws that say a ghost can't mess with you unless you say, you know what, come on in, mess with me. You don't even have to say mess with me. You can just be like, have some tea.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, fine. Now your head's going to turn around 360 degrees. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. All of a sudden you're screaming toodle pip and you know, having a hell of a time.
Right, but like there are rules to all these ghosts and stuff. It just seems like this ghost can't leave this perimeter or some, you know, or now. But like, when did your daughter meet this imaginary friend, and did she play with the imaginary friend outside? Was the ghost not allowed in the house before that, or was it in
the,
like?
Do they show up to work every day and get to the haunting bureau and get their dossier of what they've got to do?
They clock in.
Yeah.
Do they have a ghost union?
It's like the old
Screamsters,
the old Looney Tunes, where like the dog and the coyote, you know, would like clock in.
Yeah.
Hey, morning, Mark. Morning, Clyde. And then they spend the day being dogs and fighting and kind of spend the end of the day. Ah, good day, Mark. Good day, Clyde. Later, you know. Like seriously, though, like who governs that?
I'll
tell you who. That goddamn Sasquatch.
Right.
Thank you very much, but it was actually thank you, Senator.
So that's my only like hang up with a lot of stories, films, documentaries that I've watched, it's like there's always some kind of weird rule or multiple rules that these quote unquote entities have to follow.
Right.
And if you unknowingly break one of the rules as a living being, as a liver, mm-hmm. Then you're effed.
Yeah, like you said earlier, though, like you're gonna die in 7 days. Ooh, I got a thing. Can we make it 6 or 8? Is there any way?
That's right. Yeah.
7 really doesn't work for me.
Project done.
Yeah. it's a fascinating. I wonder, Nation, if there's anyone that's actually explored that, because I haven't looked to see if anyone's like gone down that. I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to hear where people think those arbitrary or not so arbitrary rules come from and who's setting them for them.
Maybe, or even just send in your favorite that you've heard, you know?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, please do that. We got one more voicemail. Let's knock this puppy out.
Yeah, hey, my name is Cody. I live in 10 Mile, Tennessee. I think you need to look up on YouTube some of the shit going on here, man.
Yeah.
Videos of UFOs right in the middle of the day. I mean,
Tennessee flat
witnesses. I mean, when people say the shit has hit the fan has broke off the fucking ceiling, and they're taking the shit on the fan and the floor. It's got so thick here. Why nobody's investigating it, I have no idea. The MUFON lady that was supposed to here in Tennessee, well, she got kicked in the head by a horse and died, so.
Jesus!
Don't tell me the shit ain't got thick. Thanks.
That's amazing.
But,
I mean, that is exactly what I would expect to hear if I went back home and just went, you know, visited one of my cousins in the country. Like, that's verbatim,
yeah.
Same lilt, everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that? Have you ever heard of that spot?
No. No, have you?
I haven't, no.
No, and
I'm going to try and look it up real quick, I think.
Investigate the Tennessee.
He said flat. 10 Mile, Tennessee, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's an unincorporated community in northern Meigs and southern Roane counties. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong.
There's a ton of those unincorporated counties still out there in Tennessee in those areas that are just, you know, mostly this one, wooded.
Let's see. I'm just trying to get a... Okay, this one is... pretty much between Chattanooga and Knoxville, closer to Knoxville, but kind of close to I-75.
So it'd Sweetwater. Be a little northern Tennessee, right? Is that where that's at?
This is like eastern Tennessee.
Okay.
It's not too far from the North Carolina border, it looks like. Not too far from Atlanta, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty central area. I mean, I've been through Knoxville. I don't know how many times, you know, you drive down 75.
Yeah.
But this is a, like I said, a little southwest of Knoxville, right near the. What is this? Hang on a second. Let me find the. I don't know why they can't just have the name of the damn river.
Right. Right.
Like everywhere you look at it. what is this place?
I hate that when I'm looking at a map, but I want to know what the name of their actual road is. And you're zooming in and zooming in and then you miss it. And you're like, why isn't it everywhere?
So this is near Watts Bar Lake, I guess, which is a wild lake. It's like a giant river.
Mm.
Hey, was this where they flooded stuff, the TVA? I'm not sure about any of that. It just looks like a river was flooded.
Yeah.
And so now it's a lake.
And then everything underneath still wants to come out to play.
But, yeah, that's where 10 Mile is, I guess.
Why is everything
interesting? I've never heard of it, yeah.
Why is everything from this story terrifying just to say unincorporated areas, 10 Mile, flooded lake? Like, I just expect
all this and to it's be right haunted next to old
UFOs.
Right next to Old Pleasant Hill Cemetery.
sometimes dead is so better.
I don't know. I'm just zooming in on the map. I'm playing around. Yeah. It's between Old Pleasant Hill Cemetery and Edgemond Cemetery.
Right outside of Ground Sour Cemetery. And
not too far from Salem Church. Seriously though, I'm looking at about a, I don't know, 3,000 square foot patch here on the map, and there's three churches.
Right. Yeah. Well, that sounds about
right. Right. All in there. But anyways, I mean, that sounds interesting, Brent. Maybe we should.
Make a note of that. Make a note of that. And we'll dive into and see if anything, and I can hit up good old Rob, the encyclopedia, and also see if he's got any knowledge of what's been going on there. And
maybe, Brent, this could be our hellier.
Yes.
Maybe we go down there and find a whole can of worms.
Boots on ground. yeah.
And or, I guess, manufacture our own tin.
You're going to be hearing us yelling, "The power of Christ compels you," quite a bit, I think.
The power of Tony Hawk compels you!
Or just have a thing in your pocket that just goes constantly. Let's cut a break real quick and wash that laugh out of our mouths. And we're going to be right back closing up with some more Hysteria 51. Tony Hawk, you eyebrowless son of a bitch. I'm still a fan. I'm still a fan. One thing that you said that I think is important, you said, oh, we want the listeners to do this. We need to challenge some listeners. What are some reasons for them to leave voicemail, specifically to include you? What are some voicemails we need to have? Like, are you seeing flaps like that? Have you had an experience? Did David bring you over to the show to start listening? Let us know those things. What else, David? What are you thinking?
Don't ask us to debunk anything, because I hate trying to, like, listen to a story and be like, prove me wrong, asshole. You know,
it's
it's a story. I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't.
Right, right.
I can help you think about things, but
I feel that this is true, or I feel like this is a lie. But definitives are a little harder for me to stack up, I think.
But yeah, send us maybe, you know, favorite moments or favorite cryptids.
Yeah, especially like, so earlier, like the gentleman said that he had an experience with Bigfoot. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us where. Tell us about the details, and maybe we can look and see if there was some others in that area. And if you have a date range, the more narrowed down you can do it, the better. I do like going down some of those rabbit holes. It's a lot of fun.
For sure.
Outside of that, we've got some upcoming topics we've been brainstorming. A whole bunch of them. You got any ones you're really looking forward to? We got a whole bunch of them planned out. Where's your head at? What's looking fun to you?
Well, you know, I've covered the Red Barn murder on Blurry Photos.
Actually, that one's coming up very soon. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's coming up. That'll be fun. There's some wild ones that you've got on the list here. Like I mentioned the Cave of the Djinn, which I always find interesting. I've never heard of the one you brought up. John Wilkes Booth didn't die.
Yeah. There's a whole conspiracy that the conspiracy is that they just found someone and blamed it on someone else to close the case because they didn't need that in the public eye.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And there was a guy that came forward later and said that he was John Wilkes Booth. And supposedly the wounds and things that John Wilkes Booth, there's like five of them he had. So
and had Rasputin licking on him.
Yeah. Do you have any cakes? Smells of almond. Yeah. That's fun. One I'm kind of looking forward to will be coming up. Scientific paradoxes, kind of just a potpourri of a bunch of them. Weird paradoxes, more like brain teasers. Killdozer is another one that people keep.
I thought you had done that one.
We had talked about doing it for a long time. We've had a couple people and we have a couple guests scheduled that have canceled. So we never actually did it. Project MK Often, Death of Philip Kramer, the former bassist for Iron Butterfly. That was just brought up and I did a dive on it just the other day. And I was like, oh my God, this is a lot of fun. Not fun, the guy died, but it's a very interesting. More Hollow Earth, Titanic, the conspiracy of did it actually sink, stuff like that. lots of fun. Hangar 18. Surprised we haven't done that one. Yeah.
New age bullshit.
Stuff that you, speaking of, you're talking to Reiki, Tarot, parapsychology, which you have a degree in.
That's right.
So we're going to have some fun ones for sure coming up. And if you guys want anything you haven't heard, shoot us some ideas. You can always info@hysteria51.com. You can do that. We're always looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to the future with David. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Woo!
David, thank you so much for jumping on board this sinking ship.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad I could play my old out-of-tune fiddle as it goes down.
Yeah. I would have picked you for a recorder man myself, but fiddle works. God, no, man. I have standards,
which I'm suspending to do the show. But, you know.
Just like my disbelief. It's in full suspension mode. So, yeah, it's been our thoughts and all that, right?
That's right. Why do I sound like a game show host?
That's right,
Brent.
And you're going to get to take home the Hysteria 51 home game.
It's one of those VHS games, you know, that's just...
And a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Cahill Furniture. Those are our thoughts. You guys, please join Hysteria Nation. Go over to Facebook and follow the page at Hysteria 51 Pod on Twitter and Hysteria 51 Pod on Facebook.com. You can also find Hysteria Nation on there. Join the madness on there. Sign up, become a patron, get some rewards at patreon.com.
You can find David in quite a few episodes. We do the Mad Blurry Hysteria on there from the past, and of course, lots of future ones. So you're not a newbie to the Patreon, at least.
That's right,
newbie.
It's familiar water. It's like a pool that's been peed in. It's got that nice
just feels. Feels, you know, 97% of the people that have been in a pool at any given time have pooped within the last 24 hours. How many of them do you think wiped proficiently?
Jeez.
Something to think about.
I don't even know how to calibrate a proficient wipe.
It's a bidet. This week's episode is brought to you by no.
Rice-A-Roni. So you can leave us a voicemail like you just heard be featured in the show. 773-669-7277.
Yeah.
Tell us, you know, any of that stuff we suggested there. If you got a story or if you just want to say F conspiracy bot.
Or you want to top that laugh with your own version of that laugh. I'm down for that too.
Yes. Deluge us with laughs.
And if you forget any of that, guys, always remember you can just go to hysteria51.com. Now official because it has your face on there as the host.
Shoot.
Ooh, okay. Also, if you guys are proficient with websites, SEO, things like that, we are looking for someone to either redo or do some work on our website. Shoot us your info. Shoot us your resumes, examples of your work. info@hysteria51.com. That's info@hysteria51.com. And, we're getting ready to take a hard swing at some fun topics coming up. But that's been our thoughts on David joining the show and some voicemails. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been, thankfully, out of the room.
Yeah!
It was terrible! It was just terrible! I'll never get over it as long as I live!
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.